I talked to some new guys. Anyways, it's all good, but it's not, it's not all good because you just have to turn on the TV and watch the news, and you can see a lot of people are having troubles, all across the country, all across the world in places, And, from the BC wildfires to the flooding now in Cape Breton Island to, what we went through here, and we had fires here last year. People are still rebuilding, and trying to get back to normal life. It's a whole disruption, on some people, how they, what they have to go through. And, I know myself, some people have blood damage and so forth here a number of years ago too, and it takes a couple 3 years before you kind of get some normalcy, get your health back in order, get your property back where it's supposed to be, and it's difficult. And I guess the upside is you just hope that everybody's safe and sound and doing okay and nobody gets hurt, in some of these events, because it can very well happen, get a pod. Yeah, so, now I heard yesterday, on the news, there was, big time flooding, not flooding, a fire that, basically, it just exploded out of control. Many fires around California there. So, and even the UK, they've had their share of fires and storms and all that. And, you just hope that everybody comes out safe at the other end there, nobody gets hurt, and it's, life is number one. Mitigation, you want to preserve life as much as possible, so property can always be replaced, and of course nature looks after itself over time, but it's still, tribulations a person has to go through, it's very
Note
difficult,
five, one,
you kind of have
two,
to be in some
five,
of those situations
three,
to realize,
seven,
time
out.
Sometimes people have this thing, it's never going to happen to me, or it's never going to happen, here, nothing's happened in 50 years, and we got nothing to worry about, but then it happens, and then people look around and say, well, what happened? They wake up, and their whole life is turned upside down, so it's very difficult for a lot of people. People are going through a lot of troubles. So, you're very right there, Paul, and Ham Radio community is very much, a positive in everybody's, ways there. So, back to you. Back to you, Pierre, B5 Alpha Lima, B5 RJM. Yeah, you're right, Randy. Yeah. Oh well. Can't do anything about it. So. Yeah, now Canada and everything, and all the tax and everything, and what a disaster. I don't know. I'm getting old, so I don't care what's going on anymore. But for the new family and everything. A new baby and everything, and good luck, guys. Good luck, very good luck. I tell you, the game is not done yet. Back to you. Yeah, Roger. Well, lots of things are out of our control. Nothing you can do about it except work yourself through it and. Day by day, and try to look. look and find the positives, you know, out of everything, and if you can, to get through it all, you know, and you know, you have to, it's very important, you know, to rely on your friends and relatives and for help, even strangers, you know. Like I know in our flooding here, a lot of strangers you didn't even talk to or knew before, they came out and helped people, and you know, the towns around Kenora, you know, went on public news and thanked all their citizens for all the help that they did, support to their neighbors and friends and relatives and all that. You know, it's big, you know, it's huge to have that support, you know. I call it a support team, I suppose. And whether it's help for the cleanup or help with someone's emotions, you know, it's devastating. So, but, you know, well, next year we'll look back and everybody made it through safe, hopefully, and, yeah. And things will keep on happening out of our control. There's nothing we can do about it except sit back and go through it one day at a time and look at the good parts. If you, hopefully you can find some, like Paul suggested there with amateur radio, the family of the ham community there, not only in Canada but worldwide. So very good, very good thoughts there.
The 3IFC, the 5RGN. Go ahead. Well, I'll tell you what I know for sure. Last year, I didn't know a Pierre and I did not know a Randy. And now, there's a guy in Saskatoon who says, "You're welcome in my house anytime. I'll come to the airport, I'll pick you up, I'll bring you back, I'll give you a bed to sleep in, I'll cook up some chicken wings or something on the barbecue for you, I'll drive you anywhere you want to go, I'll do that for you." That's what Pierre told me, a guy I didn't know last year. And now, he says, "I'll come to the airport and pick you up. I'm your brother." And you know what else? There's a guy in Kenora that I could go and knock on his door and he'd say, "Paul, come on in." And that guy and his wife Michelle are going to come here one day and come to my house and stay with me. And I'm going to treat him like a brother, because that's what he is. And last year I didn't know him either. So, you know, that's what gives me hope. There's two guys I did not know last year who I love and they love me today. That's a whole different story today than it was last year. So that gives me hope. Like, wow. You know what I mean? That's amazing. Pierre's going to pick me up at the airport when I come to Saskatoon. How amazing is that? I didn't even know that guy last year. Oh, boy. It's a lot. It's a lot of good news to me. It's a lot of good news. Back to you, Pierre. BE3IFC.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. No problem at all. No problem at all. And maybe we're going fishing with Randy and Michelle. Wow, what a party. We'll be in the trouble. And yeah, I'll show you how to catch the fish. So that's what I told to Randy before. I said, "I'll show you." Yeah, he said, "Yeah." So 2 minutes later, I got a fish already. Oh, he said, "Wow, that's amazing. That's funny." Yeah, right. Back to you, Paul.
Yeah, you know what I mean, don't you? You know, turn off the TV, turn on the ham radio. There's so much good out there. I got two brothers I didn't know I had before. You can't put a price on that. That's way beyond money. That's way beyond a trip to the bank. That's way more than a car or a truck or a house or a... I don't know. That's a gift you can't buy. I just... happy about talking to two good guys at the same time, one in Saskatoon and one in Kenora. That's good news. What do you think, Randy?
Node 5 1 2 5 3 7
Time. You're absolutely right there, Paul. Absolutely correct on all accounts. I know, you know, when we went camping here, you know, it was a relief. You know, I didn't watch hardly any of the news or anything like that. You know, sometimes you get a pop-up on your phone or something like that, but that's about it. You know, a lot of nice relaxation, and basically, you know, your life totally feels so much better, you know. And then sometimes I got on the air here, and I was able to talk to some good guys, and it's awesome, you know. And, you know, it's great. A lot of people are doing a lot of good out there, you know. So there's so much good people out in the world, you know. And it doesn't matter where they live or what they do or anything. They'll give the shirt off their back, you know, for their neighbor, their friend, their radio partner that they talk to on the radio, whatever it might be. So, you know, it kind of takes a little bit of the negative and turns it into a positive, like you say there, Paul. So there's good points all the way around. So I'll pass it over to Pierre. What's your plans for today? What's your plans for today there, Pierre? What are you doing? The E5 Alpha Lima, the E5 RGM. Another good Frenchman. Yeah, so true there. Back to you.
Yeah, roger that, Randy. Well, not too much. I stay home and what I'd like to do. I'm not sure yet. Oh, I need to cut my grass. Not me, but old girl. She will do that in the backyard. The front is not bad, but the backyard needs to be done. I will be trim all the grass with the trimmer, the whip trimmer, or whatever they call. So, cut the edge and everything around the tree and blah, 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 patio. And we'll be all set to go, so. And, yeah, so that's about it. Not too much to do. So, I'm ready to go for fishing, that's for sure. So, another 3-4 days and let's go. So, that's good. And after that, not too much. No, not too much. Back to you, Randy.
Yeah, the 5RGM returning. Oh, boy. Yeah, fishing, that's another great thing. That's so nice and relaxing. But, you know, times, you know, it's very busy out there. You were very busy there fishing there when you come with me. But it seems like it's a little bit more difficult to catch that fish there at that pond that you go to. So, I don't know, different type of fish, too, so they're a little harder to catch those trout compared to a walleye here. But, and, you know, it's so nice to have a lake like that to go to and have a lot of action, you know. I call it action. You know, that's what it is. You're busy. You know, sometimes you're too busy to even have a drink of water or something, you know, or eat your lunch. You got to keep the hook out of the water, you know. They bite that good, so you know. It's even though you throw them back lots, you know, either they're too small and they need to get bigger and grow, and or they're too big and they make new babies there and so forth. So conservation, you know, I think is important. of great places in Canada, you know, that, you know, we don't even know about a quarter, you know, we only know maybe a